Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chayei Sara, Tavshin Samach Tes. There is a machlokes Rishonim, machlokes between Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rambam concerning what the ten nisyonos of Avraham Avinu were. Machlokes, we know Rashi and the Rambam about the first one, was Orkastim considered the first, or was Lech Lecha the first? Machlokes between Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rambam is concerning what was the last test. Rambam lists, as is popular knowledge, that the Akedah Yitzchak, that was the pinnacle point which Avraham Avinu reached in terms of all of his trials given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tailor-made for Avraham Avinu, starting with Lech Lecha and ending at Akedah Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Yoina in Avos, and he gives the list, he says the last test was Kvuras Sarah, the episode of the burial of Sarah. Where's the discrepancy? So their difference is in the two of the nisyonos in the middle, and that is the sending out of his wife Hagar and the chasing out of his wife Yishmael. Is that two separate nisyonos, two separate challenges to Avraham Avinu, or is it considered one? But Rabbeinu Yoina says that's one, taking Yishmael and Hagar and sending them out, which was very difficult for Avraham Avinu to do, that was one Nisayin. Therefore, the Akedah comes out as the ninth Nisayin, and the final one then is Kvuras Sar. And Rambam splits it into two, one sending out his wife, and the other one sending out his son Yishmael. And therefore, he lists as the tenth Akedas Yitzchak. Now, really, the Gemara in Baba Basra says that the Satan, in a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says that I flew throughout the whole world, trying to compare Eiv and Avram, he says, I didn't find anyone greater and withstanding challenges than Avram Avinu. And the example that the Satan gives is that here his wife dies, and Gemara explains how here he was promised the land, and he has to go through this whole ordeal, like we read in the Parsha, and how Avram kept his composure, kept his derech eretz, v'yishtachu levnei cheis, he treated them properly, even though they swindled him and they had to pay a lot. He was Avraham Avinu with the derech eretz that he had to have. And the whole episode of the Kvura Sara, the Gemara seems to say, that was a tremendous nisayin. And the Satan points out, this is what made Avraham Avinu so great. So it seems there's the support from Chazal that this indeed was a test. So how could sort of the Rambam understand? No, Akedah Yitzchak, that ended the trials of Avraham Avinu, and Kvura Sara is something else. Rashi, the second pasuk of the parasha where it says Vayavoy Avraham lispei l'sarav l'v'kaisa, Avraham came. Where did Avraham come from? Rashi says he me be'er sheva. The Medrash points out it was from Har HaMeriah, which we know fits into what the next Rashi said. Lispei l'sarav l'v'kaisa, he came from the Akedah. And Rashi says, why do we juxtapose the Akedah to Misa Sarah? Nisbecha Misa Sarah l'kedah tzizkel v'shal yidei besuras Akedah. A person came in and told Sari Menu, sorry, you know what happened? You know that your husband just took your son Yitzchak, your only son, he went to Shechtim, and then Ukamachali Nishkad, before he had a chance to say that, but he was in Shechtim, Parcha Nishmasa Umesa. So how did Sarah die? Sarah's death was on account of hearing about the Akedah. In truth, this we have to understand the pasuk of what's happening over here. In truth, that's not why she died. She died because it was her time to die. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points it out. Vayu chayei Sarah, the life of Sarah was Meya Shana, Veshrim Shana, Veshava Shanim, Shnei chayei Sarah. What's the addition? Shnei chayei Sarah. He says that's the Torah is indicating to us. This is the life of Sarah, and this is how long she was supposed to live: 127 years. Interestingly, Rabbi Kivega has a kasha. Says, why did Avram live longer than Sarah? Was he greater? The Sarah was greater, Nevuah. Why did she live 127 and he lived 175 years? Why is that? It's a funny kasha. Well, maybe he lived longer. So he says, actually, the Medrash tells us that when did Avraham Avinu come to the full realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When he was Memches, Ben Memches, he was 48 years old. He says, when he's 48, that means it was a Gershon Esgara Kikotin Shnei Ladami. That's when he was first born, Avraham Avinu. As a Jew living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was first at 48. You take 175 minus 48 is 127. But this is the lifespan of Sarah Imenu. She lived 127 years. Shnei Chayei Sarah. But yet, the Satan came, not the Malach HaMavis came to kill her, the Satan came and told this whole story to her, and that's what's Parcha Nishmasa. The question is, like, what did the Satan want? If this is her time to die, he goes, so let her die. She died from heart failure, so let her die. What is this whole thing? He makes this whole thing up in a story that he tells. So this is what the Satan wanted. This is what the Satan wanted. And it's becomes very clear, becomes crystal clear of how we understand what the Nisayan of Kura Sarah was. Avraham Avinu just finished his last test. And we could assume he himself knew this was the last test. He himself knew this was the hardest test he had, HaKadosh Yitzchak. To take his son, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised will be the great nation, and this was his son, that Bincha Yichidcha Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak V'lech L'char L'Ara'ira V'aleu Shem Elayla, bring him up as an offering. But he passed that test. He passed the summer study, brought an aisle instead, and it's a schus which Avraham Avinu probably knew that he has for Deirei Deiris Lav, this schus. So now he's on his way back home, and he's probably on a high now, and he's probably thinking, oh, you know, now finally he reached the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let him sort of. Now we're finished with the Nishayinus. He passed his test. He's already a malach. He's already a malach. His Yetzirah has finished the fight. He's waved the white flag. He surrenders the Yetzirah. The Satan says, "You win, Avraham Avinu. Now we'll go and the rest of his life will live out with his lifelong partner, Sarah, and do Chesed Achnasas Archim and live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And he comes home and he walks into the tent and there he finds his wife, his partner for over 100 years, is laying there. She's deceased. And then he says, "Hey, what happened?" And he inquires about it. What happened? And some guy says, "You know, I hate to break this to you, but this is what happened. What happened was someone came and told her about that you went to Sheikh Yitzchak, and they didn't get the full story out." So Avraham Avinu is thinking to himself, "What happened? I did this great thing. I did this great mitzvah and listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and passed the test of a case. And look what happened because of that. And look what I lost out because of that. Because I went and did the Akedah Yitzchak and listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I lost my wife of over 100 years. That's what the Satan wanted to do to him. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that a person does a mitzvah, and then if he does a mitzvah, he has regret for doing the mitzvah for whatever reason. Is ibidus arishayinus? He loses the schar for that mitzvah. Is the satan certainly in the case of Avraham Avinu, and I'm sure he challenges us for that as well. The only recourse the satan has after a person passes his nisayin is to get him to regret overcoming that nisayin, get him to regret doing that mitzvah. And if a person regrets doing the mitzvah, he loses the schar. That's what the Gemara says. He loses the schar for doing that mitzvah. If so the my Rebbe de Mashgiach says as follows. He says, with the kasha that how could the Rambam not list Kivura Sarah as the final test, where the Gemara itself says that was the Nisayan. The Torah says that was a chelak, that was a part of Akedah Yitzchak. So it's not listed as two separate ones according to the Rambam. Akedah Yitzchak has with it an extension where the son tried afterwards to try to lose all the scarf of Akedah Yitzchak. He tried to get Avraham Avinu to lose it. And that itself he didn't lose. And that's why the son says that a greater challenge perhaps than even the first part of the Akedah Yitzchak was the second part of Akedah Yitzchak. The second aspect of Akedah Yitzchak was the death of Sarah Imenu and the whole ordeal that Avraham Avinu had to go through. But this Yesod, which really Rav Tzadik says, in a certain place, Reb Tzadik HaKohen writes that the Satan will do that to a person. He'll do a mitzvah, a person will give tzedakah. He gave tzedakah, beautiful, and he's happy about that. And then all of a sudden, something will happen, and he'll lose some of his money. He thinks, look at that, if had I not given that tzedakah, I would have had it. And the Satan does that, he wants him to regret what he did. A person goes and does a mitzvah, he does a ma'isa chesed. And because he was in that place doing a chesed, he lost the opportunity of being somewhere else, whatever the case may be. And that's the Satan's way of trying to challenge the person further. A person did the mitzvah, he did it so wholeheartedly, did it lishma, and he gets so much time for that. And the only recourse the Satan will say, it's the only way I can get this guy, is something else that he lost out on, that it would seem he lost out because of doing the mitzvah. As in the case of Avraham Avinu, it seems like he lost his wife Sarah because of Akedah Yitzchak. And in fact, it was not like that. She was supposed to die, and she died through hearing the great mitzvah that Avraham Avinu had performed with her son Yitzchak. But the son tries to be a tayal rishayin. His son tries to get the person to regret at least what he did. And that's part of an nisayon also. That a person does a ma'isa, does a mitzvah, does a chesed, a tzedakah, comes to davening, comes to learning, and because of that, something else he loses out on. The challenge then is chas v'shalom not to regret the ma'isa taiva that he did, and deal with the loss, and deal with the repercussions that occurred because of whatever had happened at the time when he was doing that mitzvah, and know that this is the Satan's challenge to make him lose what he had done. Akudin Shabbos.
So the